I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County Board of Supervisors disagrees that it needs a new jail. California sues ExxonMobil for plastics pollution. Allegations fly between San Mateo's sheriff and county executive, and the Oakland A's say goodbye to the Bay with a farewell win. The Marin County Board of Supervisors takes issue with a critical report from the civil grand jury about the condition of the county jail and juvenile hall. The grand jury, which is a group of citizens who audit government practices, said both facilities are outdated and ill-equipped for current needs. In their report, they suggested the idea of a new justice center for both adults and juveniles. The board agreed that the small population in juvenile hall didn't justify its high cost, but they disagreed with the jury's claims that the jail was outdated, that it lacked medical and mental health facilities, and that it was unable to expand due to its location. Sheriff Jamie Scardina defended the status quo. He said the jail meets standards and its population has been decreasing. In a groundbreaking lawsuit, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has accused ExxonMobil of deceiving the public about the recyclability of plastics, a publicity tactic known as corporate greenwashing. Bonta alleges the company has misled consumers for decades, falsely claiming that recycling can solve the global plastics pollution crisis. A second lawsuit by environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and Surfrider Foundation, also targets ExxonMobil, the world's largest producer of single-use plastics. Both suits were filed in the San Francisco Superior Court on Monday. They accused the company of violating fair competition laws by spreading misinformation. The state seeks to hold ExxonMobil accountable for public harm, while the environmental groups aim to cover the cost of beach cleanups and damage to small businesses. ExxonMobil defends its actions, claiming to have processed millions of pounds of plastic. But Bonta argues in the suit that most of their so-called advanced recycling is just a new process that results in the same amount of waste. The environmental groups emphasize the severity of the issue, noting plastics is found in our air, water, and food. It's even been found in our lungs and breast milk. They warned that by 2050, there could be more plastic in the ocean than fish. High-level conflict continues between leaders in San Mateo County. The sheriff has complained about overreach by the county executive. The Board of Supervisors has started plans to hire an independent investigator. Among other complaints, Sheriff Christina Corpus claims the county executive Mike Kalegi interfered with her decision to fire Assistant Sheriff Ryan Monahan. Members of the Board of Supervisors stand by Kalegi, who rejects the sheriff's claims. Supervisor Ray Mueller suggested that the sheriff may have fired Monahan in retaliation for cooperating in another investigation, a claim the sheriff rejects. The board has also notified the California Attorney General's office of the situation, but provided few details on who will lead the probe or when it will begin. This is the third recent investigation involving the sheriff. Meanwhile, a deputies union has filed complaints against the sheriff's office, alleging unfair labor practices and leadership discord. The city of Oakland bid farewell to Major League Baseball last week as the Athletics won their final home game at the Coliseum, defeating the Texas Rangers 3-2. The sellout crowd, dressed in green and gold, cheered for the team while directing chants of "Sell the team" at the owner, John Fisher. He's moving the franchise to West Sacramento in 2025 before a permanent relocation to Las Vegas in 2028. In a letter to fans, Fisher acknowledged the deep disappointment surrounding the team's departure. It follows the earlier exits of the Raiders and the Warriors from Oakland. Despite the tension, fans celebrated one last victory, with All-Star closer Mason Miller sealing the game. After the game, players and coaches saluted the crowd. Manager Mike Kotze expressed his gratitude to the staff, many of whom won't be joining the team in the move. The A's, with a 69-90 record, left to finish their season on the road with their next game against the Seattle Mariners. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.